Test Vov Eor, Monday the 30th of April, Rabbi Yoel Aberman. Priorities in the giving of tzedakah.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
See, the Olam are a bit excited, so maybe we'll try and carry on the topic a little bit. Not on the same lines as Bianchi was saying before, but this week's parasha, we know it's mentioned in between the Moyadim. Parashat Emor, in between the Moyadim, it's brought down the mitzvah of Lekech, Shikra, and Peir. And in those mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs of the Matnas Aniyim. So we'll talk a little bit about tzedakah, which is a very interesting topic as well, which is, I'm sure people have heard of, people have had this shaila. But the question is, somebody, let's say, for example, has £1,000 to give to tzedakah. He has nice of money, he has £1,000 to give to tzedakah. Sure. So, it doesn't take too long, and somebody knocking at your door tells you he's making chasana and all that. He's a poor person, he's making chasana, and he's got lots of expenses. And the £1,000 will get him, you know, it's quite a nice, sizable amount, and it'll be able to help him towards the chasana. No? So, why not? The mitzvah, give him £1,000. Then you think to yourself, it's a lot of money, £1,000. I can give 100 people, I could give everyone, if I give them everyone, if I give everyone £1, give me 1,000 people, I can give for £1, and I can give maybe 1,000 mitzvah, give 1,000 aniyim, they should all have from this £1,000. So, who should I prefer? Who should I give it to? Should I give it to this person, give the whole £1,000 to one person, or no, split it up, and give it between 1,000 people, give everyone £1. You know, with these voucher books, 50 pence, £1. With every voucher, you mekayim another mitzvah. So maybe it's better to be mekayim 1,000 mitzvahs, where to be mekayim one big mitzvah of £1,000. So what do I do? So of course people, they like to give, you know, £1,000, they give £1 to each person, but what's the right thing to do in the eyes of Chazal, the eyes of the Rishonim? I'll soon see if it's brought down in Aloha, such a shaila. Oh, but it's an interesting shaila. How do we do in such a situation? Islamist says that the Mishnah, probably famous Mishnah in last week's Perek, Peri Gimel, the Mishnah in Perek Ovah says, Hakol lefi roiv ha-maisa. Anything you do, should do, anything a person does, he should calculate it lefi roiv ha-maisa. Says the Rambam, a famous Rambam in Perek Mishnah. Read you out the words, Rambam says, doesn't say in the Mishnah lefi goydel ha-maisa. Goydel ha-maisa means you do one big action. Says Rambam, no, it doesn't work like that. Ava lefi roiv ha-maisa. Roiv ha-maisa means the kamus. The more maisim a person does to himself, that's how a person should do avodas Hashem. Why? Sha'amaylis omnom yagiu b'kfoila maisim, when a person doubles and triples each maisi he does it more and more times, with that a person is koina to himself a kinyan. The more times you do it, the more times you're koina yourself this middah. So the Rambam brings an example. Mamash the example which we said earlier. Says the Rambam, Vamoshlubay, k'shiyitein odom l'mishe roi elef zehubim vasachas. Somebody needs money and he gives him £1,000, 1,000 coins at one time to one person. Then comes the next person knocking on the door, says, sorry, I've got nothing left. I've given all my mice money, I've given it to the previous person. Next person, Leitenboy Klum, Loyale Biyodoy Midas Anadivus. So this person, you're right, he did once, one off, he did a Muridik Mitzvah. Fine. Oh, but that's it. He won't be able to be kind to himself the middle of Nadivus, that he should be a person that he always wants to give to other people. Mashenkin, if a person gives 1,000 times to 1,000 people, he gives them a bit of money, the notzal lekol echod zov mem, so he's kinder to himself this midas and the divus. Because the kofal meisa and the divus elef pomim v'yigia lo ikinyan chozok. So he's kinder to himself. He has now this midah of the divus by doing so many times this mitzvah. He's kinder to himself the kinyan, the midas and the divus. So the Rambam, the same thing is schar. So memela, the schar of this person will be much more. Why? Because this person Not only he's done the mitzvah 1,000 times. The other person has done the mitzvah once. One big mitzvah. One big mitzvah doesn't come to doing 1,000 different mitzvahs by giving to 1,000 aniyim each time a mitzvah of tzedakah. It comes from the Rambam. Very clear in the Rambam that it's better to give £1 to 1,000 aniyim than to give £1,000 to one oni. The Batanura brings this pshat as well. It doesn't mean the Rambam, but Batanura always goes, lots of times goes with the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis. The Rambam says, "Ifima she'odom koyfelu masmid basiyah satoiv." However much a person does more the Maisa Mitzvah, kach sechore merub. Eino doima hamachalik mea zuhuvim litzdokim b'mea po 100 times than a person who does one big amount at one time. That's shit of the Rambam. Interesting, the Chofetz Chaim ala Torah in Parshas Re'eh, Mitzvah Tzedakah, the Chofetz Chaim says, brings this Rambam, and he says, what's pshat in the Rambam? For two reasons, one reason, like the Rambam says, that a person should be koneh to himself a kinyan of midas and a divus. So in order to be koneh the midah of giving, that's you're only going to be koneh, like he calls it, teva, it's going to become your teva sheni. There's a natural thing which a person does. But then a person gets himself used to something, he can build himself a teva sheni, another nature. So a person gives so many times mitzvah of tzedakah, he's koneh as if it's going to be his natural thing to give tzedakah. And secondly, he says that by giving so many times the mitzvah of tzedakah, each time he's mezgabel the yetzara, so he's getting himself used to being kovish the yetzer. So it's also a maila, not just once he was kovish the yetzer, he's kovish the yetzer thousands of times. He says an interesting taich in the pasuk, which we say, it says in Tehillim, pizza nosen avyonim tzidkosoi omedes raad. Says according to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. Pizza means to spread out. Pizza nosan levyonim, you give to many poor people. So by giving and spreading it out and giving it to many poor people, what will be? Tzidkosoi omedes raad. The kinyan of midas at tzedakah is going to be there forever. Because he gave so many times the mitzvah of tzedakah, so he's clear to himself, he's guaranteed that the tzedakah is omedes raad. It's going to stay forever. Because he's done so many times the mitzvah of tzedakah, he was clear in the middle of nedivos. So
Rabbi, can I ask a question? Sorry. Wouldn't it make more sense in a way to give a bit more substantial amount so someone can do something with it? If you give someone £1,
you're going to be disappointed.
You have a thousand disappointed people.
Let him go to other people. Baruch Hashem, there's plenty of people he can go to. I'm sure he can approach. Everyone gives £1. Okay, it's hard to have them. It's hard to recover. It's hard to a poor person, of course, who's supposed to have an easy job with one person there. Interesting. So this is, we thought it's Al-Derech Drush, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer called Avas Chesed, and there he brings down Halacha Lemaisa. And there he brings, so I would have thought, I had this problem as you're saying, but then I saw the Chofetz Chaim, he says, he's talking about mitzvah of Alvo, lending money. The mitzvah also means the Raisa, somebody in need to lend money. So he's got a shayla. What happens if you got, same thing, you got £1,000, and there's one person that comes along and says, I need to borrow from you £1,000. Sure, so I can do a mitzvah of £1,000. But then you know, there's another 10 people in the waiting room, and each one needs £100. Each one needs £100. So what should I prefer? Should I give this person £1,000, or give him, each person, give them, I can lend them £100, and then climb 10 mitzvahs. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he brings this Raman Peresh HaMishnayis. You see, for the Raman Peresh HaMishnayis, it's better to be climb it 10 times. So from here, you see in the Chorah, it's mashma, each one only needs £100. So if each one only needs £100, it's better to give, or by giving, if just 50p is not going to get them very far, maybe. We'll soon see if maybe even the Chofetz Chaim would agree, I quote to the Rambam, it's better to give somebody £1,000. Like you say, he can do something with it. Up to give each one 50 pence, yeah, and £1, he can't do much with it. Maybe then it's Nishkaza Maisa Mitzvah. So that's all the Shittas of Rambam. Now let's see what the other Rishonim, how do they hold about this Shaila. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, not Rishon, but Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, he's got a parish on Masechtas Ovos, it's called Lechem Shomayim. And in his parish, he's very strong against the Rambam. He says, "Eino nirali." He says, "Ladati." The opposite is true. Ha'ipach, adrabe. You'll get more reward. Yisischar. Somebody gives £1,000 at one time than somebody giving each time £1. Why? There's for two reasons. Number one, it's other noisen. To give every time 50p a thousand. It's very easy. Baruch Hashem with voucher books. I'm sure it comes 50p. It's very easy, right? Obviously, I'm sure it comes. And you got this son, you got the man, you got the Maisa Geld. Right? To give £1,000 in one go is much harder. You've got much darker yitzhara to give £1,000 in one go, whereas to give each time 50 pence. So may the doctor bazoi, if a person does azar maisa mitzvah, he gives in one go, is that kvishta yetzer, he was kopish yetzerah, of other, he's doing only once. Or be azar kvishta yetzer, how to be akri emdin, faket, so sach steke.
50 pieces
is not in one go, you need 1,000 pounds
of soft, and then you give 50 pieces.
Ah, those times weren't soft vouchers around. Yeah. No. So you've given £1,000 to salt, but you know your £1,000 is still there. You haven't spent it yet. You've given it to salt.
He hasn't got the Kvishas
Hayetza
of the money.
Right. Okay, I don't know about
vouchers. He's got the Kvishas Hayetza of the Tircha.
Tircha.
He hasn't got the money.
Say
it. He has to do it 1,000 times.
So Mel, he brings the Mishnah Lefum Tsar Agrivino, the famous cloud. The more tsar you have, the more tircha you have, or tircha, like you're saying, the more tircha, the more tsar a person has by doing a mitzvah, angry, that's how he gets tsar. So it's such a case, to give a thousand pounds in one go is a much harder thing for a person. And then he said, mitzadim a kabbal, zicha. He zicha benefits by getting £1,000 in one go, only he doesn't have to go around, running around 1,000 people, he gets it for one person, about it is a much stronger benefit. So Meir Rabbi Akiva Emden says, faket, when the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi roiva maisa, he learns opposite of the Rambam. Roiv sometimes you find it doesn't have to be lots of things. It can be the greater. V'rav yavo itzor, it says. Rav is younger than Esav, right? V'rav, the older one, yavo itzor. The bigger one, the greater one, yavo itzor. So he also, Hakol lefi roiva maisa can mean the greatness of the maisa. So it may be the opposite. Roiva maisa means the person should be misboiling himself, how greater the maisa should be, and that's how he should be Mekayim Avodas Hashem. And then says the place that Yom Tov brings down a different gaze in the Mishnah. Yom Tov there brings down from the Maram al Shaka that he was going in the Mishnah the opposite. The loy lefi roiv ha-maisna. Faket. You shouldn't go lefi roiv like the kamus. Faket. You should go on the echos of the maisa. So if your echos is going to be much stronger because you're doing a great mitzvah now, so do such a mitzvah. Azoi, shteit, the Yom Tov brings such a gaze, Rabbi Akiva Emden. So what do we do? We have a machlekes over here. So what the Chofetz Chaim paskins azoi? Oh, but we see that it's not so simple. Others are all different. So the Emes says, I looked into it, there's a Gemara in Bom Basra. The Gemara says, interesting thing there. Gemara says, Omar Rova, my dechsev, it says the Pasuk, Vayilbash tzedokah keshiryo. He's wearing tzedokah, he's put together a person's mekayim tzedokah, and he compares tzedokah shiryo is a shield that a soldier wears. Lo malach, ma shiryo is there, like this shield. What's it made from? It's made from lots of scales. Called clipper, and from lots of scales, mitztarefes lechesh ben godl. At the end, it joins up to become one big shield. The same thing, aft tztoker. Called pruta, pruta. Every pruta a person gives to tztoker, mitztarefes lechesh ben godl. That's one Gemara. And then Reb Chanina says, we learn it out from another pasuk. It says, chubeget idim, called tzidke yisayin, compared tzedakah to clothes, to begodim. What's the comparison to clothes? Same thing. Ma beged, what's a cloth made out of? Lots of threads. Ma beged zeh, kol nima unima mitzarefes the beged godim. You have lots of threads, and through that it becomes into one big beged. The same thing, a person gives lots of prutus to tzedakah, so maybe it's mitzaref to one big cheshbon. So what's the more coming to tell us over here? Lots of prutus, you give lots of tzedakahs, it's mitzaref to one big cheshbon. Says the Maral. The Maral is in the Sivas Oilom. Maral says, Moedik Epshat. Zokter, by all other mitzvahs, we don't find such a thing. Any mitzvah, a person, for example, wears tefillin. No? Yesterday you wore tefillin, today you wore tefillin, tomorrow you're going to wear tefillin. Every day is become tefillin. No? So every day is a separate mitzvah. You'll come in the world, they'll tell you, oh, you're getting schar for thousands of times that you wore tefillin. Fine. Or he said, Tzedokah Nishazi. Tzedokah, you give every time you give a pruta to Tzedokah, you'll come to the world and say, oh, this person, he gave £1,000,000 to stock. £1,000,000, yeah. We everything is calculated. Every pruta, we'll add it all up, and we'll make it into a cheshbon godl. One big mitzvah. This is the Maral. So not the Maral, but I've got a raya from this Gemara. If I can't, you see the Gemara wants that everything should add up and to become one big tzedakah. So it's a mila when a person gives £1,000,000, he gave a greater sum to tzedakah. So Dr. Maral, if he finishes off, deloy, doesn't mean who, deloy kemosh yesh oimim, not like those that say that it's better to give a small amount, every day another pruta, every day to give small amounts. Okay? So even this Gemara, there's a mailer, they're having a big amount. You're giving a big amount to a person, and even when you give a small amount, or at the end of the day, it's going to be mitztaref lechesh ben gogel. So if I care, you see from this Gemara, that it's better to give a big amount to one person than to give small amounts to many different aniyim. Leshet maral. So lechayr.
It looks like there's two different aspects. One is how effective your money is, and the other one is what the reward will be in Shemayim. So you should really ignore the reward in Shemayim and think about your money.
Who said?
It's not the reward in Shemayim, it's your character.
So, okay, that's Rama. Rama says your character is going to be, you're going to change your middle son to divos. So who said we have to look what's effective? We have to see what the Torah want from us. If that's if
wants it to be effective, I mean,
it'll be effective.
Surely, first of all, we're supposed to ignore the reward anyway. It says in Pirkei Avos, and use your money most effectively to do the most.
It means it's going to be one big mitzvah. One big mitzvah. So you see, there's a mile of a big mitzvah. So the chayyur from this Gemara is mashma. The Maharab is derived from this Gemara, and the Yosef Engel and the Gileni Hashas asks the Kasha from this Gemara on the Rambam. So the Maharab is Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer over here in Baba Basra, he wants to say it depends on the two Pshotim which the Gemara brought. The Gemara brought two examples. One example, the Gemara was comparing Tzedakah to the shield which a soldier wears. Another example, the Gemara was comparing it to a piece of cloth which is made from many threads. Says the Chassam Sofer. If you learn it out from threads, right? Why do you have to have so many threads? Because that's how it grows. So you have to have lots of threads, thousands of threads, in order to make a piece of cloth. Or let's say it would grow. The more toitzi clay milas is going to, from the earth is going to grow a whole piece of cloth. So you won't need any more to have so many threads because that's how, if it grows the osed lovoi, when Mashiach will come, everything's going to change and shetoitzi it's going to grow clay milas. A whole baguette is going to grow from the ground, so it won't be necessary to have any more pieces of thread. So then, Amada, you see that it's better to have one big piece. Now you have to have different threads because that's all we have. That's all you have. Oh, but if you have one big piece, if you can make a baguette for one big piece of cloth, Amada, it's much better. Where says the Gemara says Chassam Sofer, if you learn out from a shield is made from many different scales. You can't make a shield, a human shield, you can't make it for one big piece. Nobody can wear one big piece of metal, right? Or a big piece of iron and put it against it. It's got to be made from all different pieces, all different scales, and together it's mitzvah to make a shirin god. So maybe it says, Chassam Sofer, Avada, it ends up the cheshbin god. Aber, it has to be made from all different, all small pieces. That's the only way it can come to a cheshbin god. It's stuck also. It has to accumulate from many different putas that a person gives to tztokah, and then it's mitzvah to cheshbon gadol. So there is Sefer says there nafkamina ledina. Not saying it's tamadei chadush. Nafkamina ledina between these two mahalchim in the Gemara. If it's better for a person to give one big amount or to give small amounts. So many he brings Ram there Peshah Mishnayis. Ram Peshah Mishnayis says it's better to give many smaller amounts. So he says, because Rambam was going like the first pshat in the Gemara, that you're comparing it to a shield. So if you're comparing tzedakah to a shield, and the shield is made from all small pieces, from small scales, so then, and then it becomes one big shield, so then Avada, it's better to give smaller amounts of tzedakah than to give one big amount. That's what the Chassam Sofer, how he learns pshat in the Gemara, so then it's a kasha from the Maran.
Isn't it known that the Odom Chava in Gan Eden were covered in the material of the nails,
right?
And that was all in one big one piece. Yeah. Lechayer,
I had before.
It wasn't little scales. No, if you say Osid Lovoy, we'll go back to Rambam Regan, no?
I don't know. Was Lamash the same stuff?
It was.
That was natural. This is
that was natural,
shield.
But that was to
that it was also shield. What?
That would protect them, though. It was hard.
I don't know.
It was presumably all one.
I don't know what they're doing with different. I don't know what materials they had there. Basically, yeah. So that's the Chassam Sofer. So maybe you have a shikul yishuv to say taka machlokes in the Gemara, and Rambam is going like one man's oma that it's better to give smaller amounts spread out. You make more mitzvahs as though it's a mile away. You make mitzvah of tzedakah. But then there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that in the Sabbath Gimel in Erevin, The Gav Matnes Kuhn, that's what we discussed earlier this week's Pasha. The one says, Kol Anoise Matnesov Le Koyen Echot. Somebody who gives all his Matnes Kuhn, he gives it to one Koyen. I have to go around the ground, give a different Koyen. He goes and he gives all his Matnes to one Koyen. Says the Gemara, Mevi Rov Le Oilom. He's going to bring starvation to the world. He's only going to give one Koyen. Shinema. It says by Dovid HaMelech, it says he had the Koyen, where he used to give his Trumas, and it was called Ira Hayo Iri. Ira Hayo Iri, Hoyo Koyen Le Dovid. He was the Koyen for Dovid HaMelech, he gave him his Matnes Kuhuna. Frank the Gemara, what? This Ira Hayo Iri was only a Koyen for Dovid, he wasn't a Koyen for the rest of the world. Le Dovid would have a Koyen, and he wasn't a Koyen for the rest of the world. Why did it say Dafka he was a Koyen Le Dovid? El says the Gemara, Shehoyo Maaseh Loi Matnesov. Because Dovid HaMelech gave him all his Trumas and Maestros, so Mamela is considered as if it was only a coin for Dovid. And what does it say afterwards? Siv Basrei, Vahirov be made Dovid. Afterwards we see there was a hunger in times of Dovid, so we see if a person gives all his matonis to one coin, so Mamela may be Rov Le'olam. So the Motchadeh in Erevin, the Motchadeh says, from here we can learn, the Huavdin, Shloyite in Odom, Koltzid Kosov, Le'korim Echot. Because there's tzedakah, he shouldn't give all his tzedakah to one korov, to one relation, and who are then he shouldn't give all to one person. Like Matnes Kuhuna, he shouldn't give to one kohen. The same thing, tzedakah, to give to a poor person, don't give it all to one person. And so the Motcha learned that from me, it's not only a din in Matnes Kuhuna, it's a din in all, in tzedakah as well. And it's interesting, Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Chof Zayin. We all know the famous Mishnah, the Mishnah of the Meister Sheni, that there was once a story, Rabbi Gamliel was a rich man, and Rabbi Gamliel was once on a Svinah, he was on the boat, and he had Meisters. He had Meisters to give. And together with him on the boat was Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. They were traveling together. And he said, the Meisters went with him, so he said, Meister Shani Osid Lomud, the Meister Rishon, which I'm going to be Meister, not only Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua was a lady, so I'm giving my Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua. And Maaser Oni, which I have to give to a poor person, I'm giving it to Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tanur says he was the Gab before the Anir, so to him I'm giving my Maaser Oni. That's the mission there in Maaser Sheni. Frank Tosfos, why did they have to split it up between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yeshua, we know he was a Levi, but we also know Rabbi Yeshua was a poor person. The Gemara in Brocha says, the whole story there, Rabbi Tfilas Arvis there, they had the whole argument, and they went to see Rabbi Shua's house, and they saw Shepachmi after. They got to the Gemara, he was a poor person. So give everything to him. Why do you have to split between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva? Says Tosfos, the Lerotzo Litin Kol Matnesov Le'oni Echol. He didn't want to give everything to one person. He's anyway giving him Maaser Rishon. Let's give Rabbi Akiva, let's split up, let's give Rabbi Akiva Maaser. Let's give Rabbi Akiva Maaser Oni. So you see also in Tosfos the same concept. Don't give all your matonas, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni, split up between different aniyim. And so I looked at Shulchan Aruch, and it's brought down, this motcha is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Zayin. Yom HaChab paskins, Lo Yitein Odom Kol Tzid Kaisov, Lo Oni Echot Bilvad. Don't give all to one person, split up. So Lachoyah, it's all on the same line as the Rambam in Peresh HaMishnayis. Instead of giving one big donation to one person, split it up between different aniyim. So, the Rambam says, if Yaakov Emdin, and the parish of Masechtas Ovos, he holds faked with the Rambam. No, the form Tsar Agra, a person is kovish his yetzer one big time. His kovish his yetzer is more important, is a greater mitzvah. So he wants to be mechalik between matnas aniyim and tzedakah. Pshat is, because matnas aniyim, right, the Emes, who does it belong to? It belongs to the Kohanim. It's money which belongs to the Kohanim. All the person has is, the Gemara calls it Tova Sano. I have Tova Sano that I can decide which coin to give it to. Of Be'etzem, it's money which belongs to Shevet Kohanim. It really belongs to Shevet Kohanim. You're just deciding, you have the Hano that you can choose which coin you want to give it to. So in such a case, we say, you can't choose to give all to one coin. Spread out. Anyway, it belongs to the Shevet Kohanim. Give it to many different Kohanim. Masha Enkein, you want to say by Tzedakah. Tzedakah Dvaile still belongs to the person. Belongs to the person. So if it belongs to the person, then the person can decide he wants to give all to one coin. It's up to him. So then he holds, he can decide to give it to one coin. So he wants to be Mechalik to Matnes Kuhuna, which belongs to the Kohanim. It's money, it's Momon Kohanim. And Tzedakah, which doesn't belong which belongs still to the person. So a man if it belongs to a person, the person can decide. He wants to do, like you say, wants to be more effective. He can decide to give the whole thing to one oni. Aber the meisten still schwer, because the mechaber does compare it to tzedakah as well. The mechaber says, well then, you shouldn't give, the mechaber passes like the matzah, you should give all your tzedakah, you shouldn't give all to one person, you should split it out. So l'chor is a bit schwer, from the mechaber l'chor it comes out that it's more, that it's better to give out tzedakah to different aniyim. And that's the Chorah, the Chofetz Chaim Paskins. The Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't even bring the other Maram Kulmus of the Chofetz Chaim, the Maisa Paskins, like the Rambam. It's an interesting thing, the Gaba, it's an interesting Bach. The Bach is in Hilchus, Purim. The Gaba Matonis Levyon. The Bach explains, we know there's a mitzvah Matonis Levyon, there's Mishleach Monos, Ishle Re'eil. So Mishleach Monos, you give two portions to one person. Matonis Levyon, you give two Matbeas to two Quran, to two Aniyim, to two poor people. Why don't you give like Mishleach Monos? Mishleach Monos, you give two portions to one person. Same Matonis Levyon, the same. Give two coins, two matbeis, to one oni. Says the Bach, as v'hinei la'ashe lo yechtal evyon mikerev oretz. We know the Torah state as lo yechtal evyon mikerev oretz v'rabo azuva, there's many poor people around. So mitzvah lechalek v'loseis lekol evyon matona achas. So it's a mitzvah to split out, to give to each evyon one matona. Why? Ki kach posua kadmonim. Doesn't say who it is. That's what the kadmonim says. It's you should better give it to two different aniyim. Number one, then he says va'seichel gamkein yechayev oisur. The seichel is common sense. It's also mechayev that if you have two coins, instead of giving it both to one person, give it to two people. Lemeila, kimish yesh lemeil zehuvim. Somebody has 100 litei laniyim. Shegodel zchoroi. If we have a greater zchak sheichalkim lemeil aniyim, when he gives it to 100 aniyim, me'ashiyitein kol meil zehuvim lo niechot. So man, that's why Matonis Levyonim, the Chazal Machai Matonis Levyonim, better give it to two Levyonim. Abdulkar Mishleach Mona says, Ishli Re'eyu, you have to give it to your friends. Who knows how many friends a person has? Maybe he only has one friend. So man, the day is different. To be Mar Bereus, you might only have one friend. So give two portions to one person. Maybe he only has one friend. Or Matonis Levyonim, it's fakir. Matonis Levyonim, spread out as much as you can. We just finish off by saying the Rashi, you know the famous Rashi. Rashi brings down the Pashas Rei, says, Nosin Titein, a double Loshen, Nosin Titein, no, you give the tzoka to a person. I fill a mea pomin, even 100 times. So this Rashi, Nishkan Rai, I fill a mea pomin. But according to the Rambam, it's more geschmack. I fill a mea pomin, you should give tzoka, you should give 100 anim. Or it could also be, I fill a mea pomin, if he's giving the big amounts, it's also I fill a mea pomin. Just finish off by saying a small story, which was that as well somebody, he approached someone, for tzedakah. So he went in once, sure. So he gave it. Well, he gave it. Sure. A few minutes later, he comes back, knocks on the door. Sure. He gave him again. A few minutes later, comes back. Sure. And he stopped. And he kept on coming again and again, every day, and again. Sure. Until he came to number 100. 100 times. Sure. After 100 times, this mishulach, he already platzed. He said, I don't understand. He said, don't you see me coming? Every day to you, I'm coming. On and on. You don't get fed up with me? So he says, all my life, I had shver. He says, no, sir, titin loy. I feel a mea po'omim. I feel 100 times. So what does it mean? When the Torah says you have to wear tefillin, does the Torah says, you know, you have to wear tefillin 100 times? Of course, every day, you have to wear tefillin. So tzedakah is, it's not once a day. Whenever there's an opportunity to become tzedakah, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So what's the chiddush? So the Torah says, you can't be talking about, I feel a mea po'omim 100 different aniyim. 100 different aniyim to give everyone. Of course, each one is a mitzvah of tzedakah. So HaKoch must talk about one person. There's one person who's driving you mad and every day is coming back to you. That's the chiddush of Nosna Titna Filo Mea Poma, even when there's only one person. So maybe I wanted to be Mekayim this mitzvah b'shlemus. So Baruch Hashem, you came and it's the 100th time here. So Baruch Hashem, now is Mekayim the mitzvah.